There used to be dozens and dozens of netting stations, and they might even be directly opposite each other. And there were stories of when one would row a shot out into the river and bump into the boat on the other side on a misty night. But even so, there were all these stations, but then there were the stories of a shoal of fish coming in at the mouth of the Tweed and going out past the last of the nets up by Kelso, and nobody caught one of them. So although it was really heavily fished, the populations of fish were still high. The tradition probably goes back centuries, thousands of years. There are stone weights that were still in use 20 years ago, and they're identical to the ones the Saxon used and the ones that were used in the Bronze Age. So we can think of people fishing with nets this way on the Tweed for millennia. Traditions haven't changed a lot, certainly from the medieval period. They're using a boat to let the net off the back of the boat, and they row out into the river in an arc. And as they go, the net comes off the back. There's one man on the shore holding the tow, the tow rope, from one end of the net. The other end, the stirrup, is under the man's foot in the boat. And when he gets to shore, he'll throw the line ashore, they'll pull it in. Nowadays they use an electric winch rather than a row tree, which was a hand-operated winch, and before that it was just men pulling. And they pull in the net like a giant string bag using both ends, and hopefully it's full of fish. But we know from stories and legends that this was certainly practiced in the Saxon period. From legends, we know that in the 10th and 11th centuries the netting is mentioned in the charters of Coldingham Priory, and up until 1987 there were many netting stations left on the Tweed. And then the Atlantic Salmon Trust bought out most of the netting stations one winter. The men had pulled up their boats expecting to go back in the beginning of February, middle of February, 14th of February, the start of the season, but they were all bought out. The owners had been bought out, unbeknown to the crew, who had no jobs to go back to in the spring. There were records of huge numbers of fish going abroad, and even in the 19th century they were exporting them to France. Huge amounts going down to London, and the Berwick smacks were used to transport the fish down to London, and I think they could get down to London really quickly. It was less than 48 hours, I think, and there were regular timetables. So if you wanted to actually travel on one of the smacks or send anything down by a smack, or in reverse, anything coming up from London, it was just a regular carrier service. They would transport live fish. They would have water in the hold, and the fish would be actually swimming around as they went down so that they would keep them fresh. That was before the days of salting and before the ice was used. When ice came in, it was brought in huge blocks from the Baltic. So that really transformed how they could actually transport the fish.